today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Eid Mubarak, everyone. Congratulations to all of you. At the first point of this program, today's a special from IRIB English Radio on the Feast of Fitr. Today is Eid al-Fitr, so we offer our congratulations to every Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world. Eid Mubarak. Today is Monday, 1st of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of March, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Congratulations on Eid al-Fitr.
Eid is here, yes I can feel. All the joy and happiness throughout the year. Allah's blessings on everyone. Pleasing all the daughters, pleasing all the sons. Eid is here, so make dua. A chance for all to celebrate.
Eid is the day of special attention of Allah to His servants, recalling them to His presence and the day of loving Him. Eid is the day of activeness, happiness, and granting of servants' requests. This day is the day of awarding and writing secure chit from hellfire for servants. Further, it is the time one may gather things that benefit him in the hereafter. Eid is a day which Allah showers His servants with His blessings and generosity. So at this time that the merciful Allah extended His generosity, how great it would be for pious people and sinners to confess their defects and faults and hope for receiving His grants. Surely they won't be disposed from Allah's grace. Now how beautiful it would be to call our Lord this way. O Allah, we repent to you in our day of fast breaking from every misdeed we did, ill work we sent ahead, or evil thought we secretly conceived, and unanswering repentance rid of doubt and wavering. Eid Mubarak to all of you.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about this issue of Eid al-Fitr and the philosophy of Eid. Eid al-Fitr, often referred to as the festival of breaking the fast, is one of the most significant Islamic Islamic holidays celebrated by Muslims worldwide. It marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan, the holy month of fasting, and is a time of joy, gratitude, and communal unity. The philosophy behind Eid al-Fitr encompasses spiritual, social, and ethical dimensions, reflecting the core value of Islam. Eid al-Fitr is a celebration of spiritual renewal and gratitude. After a month of fasting, prayer, and self-discipline during the holy month of Ramadan, Muslims express their thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the strength and guidance to complete this sacred obligation. The festival symbolizes the purification of the soul, the forgiveness of sins, and the renewal of one's commitment to faith and righteousness. Eid is a time to acknowledge Allah's blessings and mercy. Muslims thank Him for the opportunity to fast, reflect, to grow spiritually during Ramadan. Completing the fast is seen as a spiritual victory, a testament to one's dedication and self-control. Eid al-Fitr fosters a sense of community and togetherness. It is a time for Muslims to come together, strengthen bonds, and celebrate their shared faith. The day begins with a special congregational prayer, Salatul Eid, which is performed in mosques or open spaces. This prayer symbolizes unity and equality, and as people from all walks of life stand shoulder to shoulder. Eid is a time for visiting family and friends, exchanging gifts, and sharing meals. It reinforces familial and social ties. Muslims are encouraged to invite neighbors, colleagues, and even non-Muslims to join in the celebrations, promoting harmony and understanding. One of the key aspects of Eid al-Fitr is the emphasis on charity and helping those in need. Before the Eid prayer, Muslims are required to give Zakat al-Fitrah, a form of charity intended to purify those who fast from any indecent acts or speech and to help the poor and needy. This obligatory charity ensures that even the less fortunate can partake in the joy of Eid. It is typically given in the form of food or money and must be distributed before the Eid prayer. Eid encourages Muslims to extend kindness and generosity to others, embodying the spirit of compassion and social responsibility.
On the day of Eid al-Fitr, Imam Ali delivered a sermon in which he said, "O people, verily this day of yours is the day when the righteous are rewarded and the wretched are losers. It's a day which is similar to the one on which you shall be standing before your Lord. Therefore, when you come out of your homes to go to places of your prayer, remind yourselves about the day when you shall come out of your bodies to go to your Lord. When you stand on places of your prayers, remind yourselves of your standing in the presence of your Lord. And when you return to your homes after prayer, remind yourselves about your returning to your homes in paradise. O servants of Allah, verily, the minimum reward for those men and women who fasted during the month of Ramadan is an angel who calls out to them, saying, O servants of Allah, rejoice the glad tidings that all your previous sins have been forgiven." Dear brother and sister, today is Eid al-Fitr. Congratulations to you and Eid Mubarak.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salatullah, alayhi salatullah. La ilaha
Eid al-Fitr marks the end of the month of Ramadan, we say farewell to the blessed month, its beautiful days, and its fragrant nights. In the previous nights, we prayed, offered charity, and attended lectures. What will happen now? Have we fulfilled the requirements of taqwa and graduated from this school with the diploma of the God-fearing? Eid must not just mark the end of Ramadan. Rather, it should be a new beginning where we emulate our character and Islamic values, which we have focused upon for the past 30 days. We are like a child out of the womb, pure and innocent. Eid is the day of victory as we have succeeded in subduing our desires and purifying ourselves. Let's not wash away our good deeds and revert to our merry old ways. Let the masjid still overflow with worshippers. Let the Quran be the most essential part of our lives. Our condition should be better than before this Ramadan.
At the dawn of Eid, full of compassion, kindness in our hearts, when all the fun starts, exhilaration. Smiles everywhere, delight in the air, jollification.
Of course, and that's where we see the norm in the Muslim societies, that, you know, whether as a family or with a circle of relatives and friends, or sometimes even collectively, you know, we have this celebration with something sweet or even full meal at the end. So there's nothing, you know, negative about it. This is part of life, and Islam also accepts that in that way. Actually, there was a person by the name of Suwaid bin Ghafla. One day he came to visit Amir al-Mu'minin Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. On the day of Eid, and he saw that, you know, there is wheat bread there, and also, and there was a tray which had some what we call firni. You know, it's kind of a sweet dish. And, you know, he looked at Amir al-Mu'mineen and says, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Yawm Eid wa Khatifa." You know, it's a day of Eid and Firni. And this is where Imam says, "Innama hadha Eidun man ghufira lahu." You know, it is a right, actually, to celebrate, even with sweet dish, for somebody who has been forgiven. So in a way, he links that celebration is fine, it is okay, but make sure, you know, you are worthy of that Eid on Eid al-Fitr. And that only happens if we have, you know, observe at least most of the rites of fasting, you know, because there are people who only are Muslims on the day of Eid. They don't fast at all. And this is where we have to realize that, yes, it is a celebration, but we have to make ourselves worthy for that celebration.
Eid Mubarak to all of you, and have a very, very nice day.
Feeling so good, smiles and greetings everywhere. Eid Mubarak to everyone out there. Whole families, they gather and celebrate. Today's the day, so come on, no time to waste. Sometimes the world takes us so far, though miles apart. Today you're in my heart, Eid al-Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid al-Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid al-Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid al-Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah.